Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm talking about something different today. I'm talking about WandaVision. I've been a casual Marvel fan for a while, but recently with quarantine and stuff, I've really gotten into it, and so I watched WandaVision, and it's a good ass show, and I need to talk about it. So, WandaVision, this is really interesting, but it starts off a little different. So, we're starting off with 101 today. So, initially, this episode starts off in 50s black and white. So, 50s sitcom style and stuff. So, very kind of cheesy jokes and stuff like that. So, we start off with Wanda in the kitchen. She's washing dishes. She's using her powers. Very housewife kind of things. You can hear she's doing stuff. and when Vision comes in, and he runs into a plate that's floating in the air and it breaks. You have the like laugh track or like live audience laughing. And so it's very, you can very tell like this is a different situation for them. They're something's going on for them to be in this situation. So, you know, Vision wandering in the kitchen doing stuff, making jokes and stuff. And there's a calendar on their wall. They see a calendar has a heart on the day. And they can't remember what this heart is on that day for. Like, they don't know, so they kind of just be like, well, it's something important, obviously, since we marked it down, but they both just don't know what it is, so they both go out and figure it out on their own. And so Vision goes off to work. He has a regular day job, almost forgot to change his face to human face so he could blend in, obviously. And so he's off. Now, somebody rings the doorbell. Somebody's at the door. Who is it? It's Agnes, the neighbor to the right. There is... people obviously know who Agnes really is, but for those who don't, I'm not gonna say it. If you wanna know, research it. That's what I did, because I'm not super in tune with Marvel comics, so I do my own research so I can understand. So Agnes is their neighbor, and Agnes is trying to help Wanda out. Like, there's this day or whatever, and she's like questioning, like, oh, is it a birthday? What is it? And Wanda's finally like, it's an anniversary. And so that's kind of what's come up on Wanda's mind, is it has to be an anniversary. And so Agnes is going to help Wanda with the anniversary because Wanda doesn't really know what to do for it. So that's what happened. Now we cut to Vision. He's at work, and he is computing. In the 50s, obviously, they didn't have computers yet, so everything had to be done by hand in human form, except for Vision, because Vision's not human. So he's going around. He's, you know, one of his coworkers asking, like, hey, what do we do here? Never get a clear answer on that, which is interesting. So Vision's kind of confused on the whole situation. And then Mr. Hart, the big boss, comes out and reminds Vision of their dinner tonight. So, oh, that's what the heart was for. Mr. Hart, they drew a heart. It's an abbreviation. And so Vision's like, oh, I have dinner with Mr. Hart and his wife tonight. Whew. And so Vision calls Wanda to tell her, like, hey, this is the dinner. But he doesn't specifically say it, so him and Wanda end up talking about different things. Vision knows it's the dinner, Wanda thinks it's the anniversary, and so they're all just, like, going back and forth and making points about what they think it is, and, it's just kind of funny, because they're both, like, sounding like they're talking about the same thing, but they're not. Then we cut, and we have a commercial. Obviously not like a real life commercial like today, but it's a commercial for the MCU, and it's a toaster by Stark Industries. Just a toaster commercial. So it was so weird. Like, I like didn't like know what to think about that. I was like, okay, they're just this is for comedy reasons, but you we'll find out later what it actually is for. So then we get to Mr. Hart, Mrs. Hart, and Vision all go to the WandaVision house, and Wanda comes downstairs. She's in a robe thing, but it's more like a lingerie kind of sexy robe thing. And so she goes down to surprise Vision because she thinks it's their anniversary. And so she runs down and puts her hands over Mr. Hart, thinking it's Vision. My thing is I know this is for comedy reasons, but like, how do you walk down the stairs and think that Mr. Hart was Vision? Like, they look nothing alike, and she didn't even like pay attention at all. She just went down and did it. And so so she goes over, so Wanda is basically covering Mr. Hart's eyes like a surprise because she's dressed up in this outfit that's meant for Vision. And Vision's like, Wanda, what are you doing? And Wanda's like, oh shit. And so Vision makes a quick cover, and she's like, and he's like, that's just the Sokovian greeting custom. And the hearts run with it. They're just like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, because they don't know what it's like. And so then Wanda goes in the kitchen and has to cook a dinner for them that she was not planning on. And Agnes actually shows up and comes to help. She's gives Wanda everything she needs for dinner, the recipe, the ingredients, and stuff like that. But Wanda obviously kicks Agnes out, so she doesn't. So Wanda can just use her magic to cook. And then, so they're all having this conversation. Vision is trying to make conversation with the hearts while Wanda is trying to cook. Wanda is very much struggling, making lots of noise, crashing pots and pans, dropping things. So Mrs. Hart wants to go check if Wanda needs any help, you know, a wife being helpful in the house. And Vision immediately distracts her and sings a song. Now, this song was the song that was playing on the radio when Vision was at work. And I think his coworker Norm was like, "Is this music distracting?" And Vision's like, "What? The music or the lyrics?" Because it's both like weird, because the lyrics made no sense. So Vision just remembers the lyrics and immediately starts singing to get Mrs. Hart to distract him. So they just start having a little sing along there. And Wanda continues to struggle to try and make dinner. And then, you know, they're doing stuff. Wanda comes out, gets a little bit of conversation in with them. And so Vision ends up going in to help with dinner, and Wanda stays out and talks to the hearts, trying to keep everything calm and keep them distracted while dinner gets figured out. Mrs. Hart has a headache because she's hungry, and Mr. Hart is getting angry because he's hungry and angry that his wife is upset. And finally, Vision comes back out and is like, oh, let me help, and blah, blah, blah. Distracts them. Boom. Dinner's on the table. Breakfast is dinner served, but it's breakfast for dinner, which is honestly one of my favorite things to do. So everybody sits down at the table, starts eating, and the hearts want to strike up a nice conversation. So they asked, well, why'd you move to Westview? And Wanda and Vision cannot remember why they came to Westview. Like, we don't know. And so they're kind of just like, well, we came to, like, they start their sentences and they keep pausing and they cannot figure out why they're there, why they came there, what made them move there. And so they're figuring that out. And then Mr. Hart, eating, he starts choking. But the weird part is they're just all sitting there. They're just sitting there just like watching him choke. And it's so weird, like you would think like your immediate reaction would be get up and help, but you can see Wanda and Vision's face, like it cuts back and forth between them, like what they're like, what's happening? This is like, it's like this is like they're thinking like this isn't supposed to happen. Like obviously it's not the thing you want to happen, but like it's like they had planned this all out, and that like why is this happening? It's not supposed to happen. It's kind of like that kind of vibe. Then Wanda tells Vision to help Mr. Hart, but the way she tells Vision is very weird. It's very like commanding, controlling. She's like, Vision, help him. Like it's not like, oh Vision, you need to help him. Like she's not like worried about it. She's like very controlling, very demanding. And this is like a preview for what's to come. And so it's very interesting. So Vision helps him. Vision used his powers to get the foods out of Mr. Hart's throat that he's choking on. And instead of doing like the Heimlich maneuver, Vision just literally just like phases the food out from Mr. Hart's throat. So the Harts are like, well, you know, we should go. Like, it's awkward now. They probably, like, shouldn't stay. But Mr. Hart is very happy that his pretty much life was just saved by Vision. And Vision's gonna get that promotion. Woo-woo! Yeah, so Vision's getting promotion at his jubi-jube. And so the Harts leave. And so Wanda and Vision sit on the couch having a nice little conversation. Like, we really are weird. Like, we don't remember anything. We are supposed to be married. We don't even have rings. And so Wanda makes them rings, pops them on their fingers, and that is that. And the show ends, and it zooms out. Like, the ending is like a normal, like, old sitcom ending, and the shape around their faces is a hexagon, which is very important and will be talked about later. And then from the end credits of the sitcom, zooms out even more to an old TV that somebody is watching. What? Somebody is watching Wanda, like the sitcom WandaVision, like. Like, is this, like, my initial thought was, like, somebody's controlling them. Like, because they can't remember everything, like, so somebody put them there and, you know, kind of, like, wiped their memory or something. And so it was very interesting because, like, they had, like, because their technology, when you zoom out and see the old TV that's playing WandaVision, their technology is very, very high tech. Like, they know what they're doing there. And I was like, whoa, somebody's controlling them. Who is controlling WandaVision? And so that's where episode one ends. It was very interesting to see it start off like this. But it's like, there's like little teasers, and there's even more in episode two, which we're going to talk about right now. Episode two, getting right back into it. So episode two, still black and white, but now we're in the 60s. So it seems like every episode we're moving into a new decade. So 1960s. It starts off with Wanda and Vision. They're sleeping in different beds, which I guess was a normal thing back then. I don't know. Obviously, I find it weird now. But yeah, so they're in different beds and they hear something make a noise outside. And so they're all scared. They don't know what to do. Vision goes to check outside and he's like, well, something's up. It might be a tree. It might be something, blah, 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 blah. And so he gets back in bed and then a big noise comes and Wanda, out of like being scared, moves the beds together so they can be next to each other. And they're, like, discussing, like, what could that noise be, blah, 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 blah. And they get into more conversation, and so they decide, ooh, let's do some stuff. And they go under the covers. And then we cut to an animated theme song. It reminded me a lot of the Jetsons. And, like, the old, like, cartoons and stuff like that. And so it was really funny. And I saw somebody on Twitter, like, compare it to Bewitched, the show. And they had the same kind of animated theme song, stuff like that. So I thought that was really cute and really fun. So then we go to Vision is practicing magic. He's got his magic top hat on and stuff like that. And Wanda brings out a cabinet prop. And on this prop, there is a kind of picturesque thing of the Mind Stone. And it kind of has stuff off the side of it. So it looks like it's kind of like glowing kind of thing. So that was a nice little nod there. So Wanda's like, they're talking about their magic show, and Vision's like, is this a little too obvious? And Wanda's like, well, that's the whole point of the show, is kind of revealing how these magic tricks work, and because nobody needs to, know that they actually have powers, and they can actually do these tricks without it being a trick. And, so they're trying to appear as normal as possible. And Wanda says, this is our home now. I want us to fit in. So, it seems like Wanda is happy here. She wants to be here. She wants to be normal. And she just wants to live a happy life with Vision. That's it. That's all she wants to do. And so then they are like, well, we need to go do things. So Wanda goes to a committee meeting for the talent show. And Vision goes to a neighborhood watch meeting because of the sounds. And he wants to do some surveillance. So Vision leaves. Wanda hears something and goes and checks outside. So in the bushes is what looks to be a toy helicopter, but it's red, so, which is interesting because the rest of the show is black and white, and the red is the only thing in color. So what's going on here? But what's also interesting about this helicopter is there's the sword logo on it. If you don't know what sword is, I don't remember what it stands for. It's acronym, a sword. But it's another agency in the Marvel Universe, and so now we're getting into some interesting details that are going to pertain to the show. These are important. And so Wanda's like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And so she goes and hides it. Agnes comes up at the most convenient times. She has a rabbit for the WandaVision magic act. So they can use, obviously, a rabbit to pull out the hat. You know, classic trick. And so Wanda and Agnes head over to the committee meeting, and Agnes is trying to tell Wanda, like, hey, you gotta make a good impression on Dottie. She's kind of queen bee here, like top dog, and so you gotta fit in. And so once they get to the committee meeting, you can see Wanda copying Dottie and trying to make sure that she's doing everything right. And so Wanda's a little bit slow to catch on to the things of this meeting, so she doesn't have the correct timing. So everybody claps, she claps, everybody says a line, but she says it after, like, everybody's like, for the children, and then right after she's like, oh, for the children. Like, she hasn't caught on because she's, like, new, so she's not into it yet. And then we meet a new character, her name is Geraldine, and so they meet, but what's interesting is Geraldine doesn't know her name, at least for a second. So, like, Wanda says, hi, I'm Wanda, nice to meet you. And Geraldine goes, I'm Geraldine. Like, she had to make up the name on the spot, or, like, she didn't remember. So, that was a little interesting there. And then we cut to Vision. He's at the neighborhood watch party in the Westview Library. And so, they're all talking, and all the neighbors are talking, everything, and this meeting is just gossip. Like, you'd expect, like, that would be for the ladies, you know, at their committee meeting. But no. It's the men spilling all the tea. It's the men saying all the gossip about the neighborhood. And so they're talking and everything. And Vision's trying to fit in also. He's starting to make some jokes and stuff like that. So he's trying to fit his way into with the guys of the neighborhood. So Vision takes a piece of gum from one of the guys. And so somebody hits him on the back. Don't remember which person it was. But then Vision swallows it. And the gum goes down and gets clogged in all his gears and mechanics and stuff. And that's not good. That was not good. But it made for some good comedy. So we got back to the committee meeting with Wanda. Committee meeting's pretty much over. And Wanda is helping Dottie clean up to make a good impression. And so Wanda's like, I hope we didn't get off at the wrong foot. If we have, I'd really like to fix it. And Dottie's like, no, you're weird. I don't know what's up with you, but you're weird and I don't like it. And then the radio that's sitting on the table at this committee meeting, which is outside at a pool, and it starts buzzing and you can start hearing it. And it's talking to Wanda like, Wanda, can you hear me? Wanda, what are they doing to you? Wanda, like, trying to get to Wanda, like, so, like, this is where, like, we kind of realize, like, okay, well, Wanda's trapped in here, like, she's trapped in here, and somebody is trying to help her get out. And so, they hear this. Wanda's really confused, because she's like, well, that's my name, but I don't know who's talking to me. Dottie's scared, and so Dottie is so scared she breaks her glass that she has with her drink in it, breaks the glass, and she gets cut, obviously, by the glass, and she has blood. The blood itself is red, so we're starting to get some color into the show, so things are starting to change a little bit. And then we get another commercial, but this commercial is different, guys. This is a Strucker watch commercial. If you don't remember who Strucker is, he is a dude from Hydra. I don't remember exactly. Like I said, I'm a casual Marvel fan, but I do some research. So, yeah. So, there's a commercial pretty much for Hydra in this, and you can tell because on the watch that they show at the end of the commercial, it says Strucker on it, but there's also the Hydra insignia little symbol thing. Also on the watch. So, is Hydra up to something? We don't know. So, cut back to the actual sitcom show. Vision, because he has gum in his gears and can't do very much, he pretty much can't walk, can't function. It's kind of like he's drunk, pretty much. And I find that really funny. So, Wanda is freaking out because Vision's late and they need to do the show, and Geraldine is like running backstage making sure everything's doing anything. So she pushes Wanda out there and Vision out there. So Wanda goes out first, and then Geraldine's like, you need to go out there too. And Vision's like, oh, right, yeah. So she pushes Vision out there and he comes out there, and Vision is messing up the monologue. And it's really funny because Wanda's like, what are you doing? This is not how it's supposed to go. So Wanda's like trying to fix everything as Vision keeps talking. And so they are doing these tricks that I don't think were initially planned. Because you can tell by the way Wanda's freaking out. And so Wanda has to do things using actual magic to make the tricks seem fake. So, like, Vision flies, because he can do that, obviously, and Wanda has to, like, snap a rope into existence to make it seem like he's just being pulled up by a rope. And Wanda has to do this multiple times to make sure everything is A-okay. And so, then Vision does this card trick, can't get it right. And And, like, that one doesn't even get to be fixed. Like, that one, he just, like, shrugs off. He's like, oh, whatever, okay, I didn't do it. And then there's this one trick where he's like, I'm gonna put my top hat through my body. And Wanda's like, you can't do that. Because then they're gonna know that you have powers. And so Vision actually does that. He puts it through his body. He phases it through. And Wanda's like, oh. And so Wanda snaps some mirrors onto the gazebo, which is acting as backstage currently. And Wanda, like, gets the curtains open, and there are the mirrors. And so one of the ladies who's also at the committee meeting, I forgot her name, was like, is that how mirrors work? Because, like, first of all, the mirrors are so far away that it wouldn't make the trick work like that. And so Dottie's like, it doesn't matter. And so it's funny. I was like, how, like, only, like, one person questioned that, like, that doesn't make sense. It's so funny. And then we pull out the Cabinet of Mysteries that we saw earlier with Vision and Wanda practicing at their house. And so Vision's like, I'm gonna make my assistant disappear. And so he tries to do the trick, but Wanda hasn't gotten inside yet. So everybody's like, okay, well, Wanda's not in it, but what is in it? So they're all like, what's in the box? What's in the box? And Wanda, like, freaks out for a second, it snaps. And who's in there? Geraldine, who obviously doesn't know how she gets in there because it's magic, and so she just kind of vanishes and pops back up in the cabinet. She doesn't know what the hell that is. And then their show's over. Everybody's happy. Everybody's clapping because it was a great comedic show. And so Wanda and Vision go backstage, and they're like, oh my gosh. Wanda gets the gum out of Vision. And they're just like, okay, before anybody questions what the heck just happened, let's leave. So they're trying to run away, and Dottie's up presenting awards for the show, and she's like, wait, you two. And Vision and Wanda are like, oh, crap. They were busted. And Dottie actually presents them with the inaugural award of Comedy Performance of the Year. So they obviously got an award. It was great. They did great. They are successful. And so Wanda and Vision are home now. And they're talking, they're doing stuff, and they're talking about something in line about a baby or a kid or something. And Wanda gets up and she's pregnant. Like, what? That happened immediately, out of nowhere. But she's, like, pretty far along, like, second trimester. And, like, how does that work? It was so weird. Obviously, it works because Wanda's magic, and so she can just do whatever she wants. So she made herself pregnant. I was like, that's so weird. And so then, there's another noise. Another one. It's a theme. It's going. And, so Wanda and Vision walk outside, and there's a person who's coming out of a sewer. It's come, like, in the street. He comes out, and he's wearing, like, what looks like to be, like a beekeeper suit, and he's being swarmed with bees. But on the back of this beekeeper suit is another sword logo. So sword has now gotten in to, where Wanda is, gotten into Westview, like, so I feel like this is a controlled reality. Sword is the one that is watching Wanda and Vision, maybe trying to help them, but, like, at that point, it doesn't really seem, it kind of seems like they're a little bit controlling, just the way it kind of played out. But Wanda immediately switches tones and is like, no, this isn't happening. Like, she gets very upset and very angry. Like, she knows who this person is. And then we get a full just rewind. Rewind to when Wanda got pregnant, which was literally, like, a minute ago. And, yeah. So, that whole fucking scene just never happened, apparently. And so, Then we get back to the line like, Viz, is this really happening? And Vision's like, it is, my love, or something like that. And so they kiss and something, but then Vision's face starts to turn color, turns back into color, turns into that kind of red maroon thing, whatever, and starts to turn color. And then the whole set just starts changing color. So we're no longer black and white. We are now in color. And yeah, and now we're in color. Great, amazing, yes, finally. I don't like black and white. I want to see the color. I want to see the details and everything. And then to end, they, I think they might sit on the couch, I don't know. But the voice on the radio starts to play again. Kind of the same, like, Wanda, Wanda, can you hear me? Wanda, who's doing this to you, Wanda? Wanda, Wanda. That, and it's kind of cutting in and out kind of thing. It's very fuzzy. And that's where episode 2 ends. Gosh, these first two episodes, they came out on the same day, which is great. Are like very interesting because we didn't start the show off like full in bang, like what's happened to Wanda since Endgame, like what's going on. Obviously, the whole question is like, Vision is supposed to be dead. Like, he died in Infinity War. Like he died before Thanos did the snap in Infinity War. So, like, what, why, how is Vision alive in this? Is Vision, like, a fake Vision? Or is it the real Vision and somebody brought him back to life? Like, we don't really know what's happening. So there's a lot of questions with these first two episodes. And it's really setting things up, just like little details keep coming in about like what the situation is, what's going on, who's doing this and stuff like that. So it's it's getting so good. Yeah, so that's episode 1 and 2. Episode 3, 4 might be together, or they might be separate, not exactly sure yet. So yeah, all right, hope you guys enjoyed. I'm excited for the rest of WandaVision. So good. 9 episodes, but they're going to be 9 good episodes. They're going to be so good. I'm so excited. All right. Hope you guys enjoy. And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening. And I'll see you guys next time.